Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Welcome to My Sexy Stories. Enjoy your night or the start of your day, made spicy by our imaginative stories. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Eva Lovia. Check her Instagram linked below. And enjoy listening to My Sexy Stories.
The next story is posted by user Kamasutra Master from r/erotica. The title of this post is MILF Helps the Boss. Sit back and enjoy the story.
The atmosphere in the meeting room in London was starting to become more relaxed as clause after clause of the new sales contract was accepted by his newest US-based customer. Francis Martin looked around him and felt that sense of elation he always felt when plans came together. He'd been in sales for 35 years, and even at 61 he still felt the excitement of closing a deal as managing director of his company. That wasn't the only excitement he felt, however. And as he looked around the table, his eyes met those of his senior sales manager, Verity Lathap. Verity was in her late 40s and, to anyone who knew her, was the epitome of a professional. Respectable married mother of three, he knew different. Francis brought his mind back to the meeting. The deal was almost done with just a few more details to iron out relating to volume discounts. Two more clauses to agree and then both parties could sign on the dotted line. He smiled to himself as he knew that in addition to the formal agreements there was the question of the extra non-contractual benefits he had promised if the customer signed today. He looked again at Verity and was gratified to see her blush as if she knew what he was thinking. He took stock of the 4-strong US negotiating team that had been round the table for the last 3 days. Carl Stevens was the founder and CEO and was accompanied by his wife Carmen, who was his chief of staff. Carl was 56, a tall, muscular black man who had played American football to a high standard in college. He still had the physique. Carmen, also black, was the same age as Carl and had been his childhood sweetheart. She was busty and sassy and a formidable negotiator. She had been the spokesperson most likely to raise a query on the details of the deal rather than Carl. Larry Sanders was their in-house attorney, a dark-haired, handsome 35-year-old who was accompanied by his assistant Mike Trent, a young lawyer who, like Larry, came across as confident and assertive despite only being in his late 20s. Verity sat quietly. For most of the last few days, she had been a full participant in the discussions but had been quiet for the last hour or so as she reflected on the fact that she had always known that this time in the negotiations would come eventually. The time where she fulfilled her real purpose in working for Francis. The reason why he had promoted her rapidly once he saw her potential for helping him persuade customers to sign deals. These were the times where she became his private slut, the extra incentive he always offered to his important customers should they sign the deal. The evening was already mapped out for her by Francis, just like it always was. He never left anything to chance. As soon as the contract was signed, there would be a dinner at the Stevens Hotel, and after that, it would be drinking in their large suite. She knew what that really meant, and that there was more to come than just drinks. As usual for a deal dinner, Francis had chosen her outfit. A short black cocktail dress, low cut to show off her cleavage, with seamed hold-up stockings and high heels to complete the look. And of course, matching lingerie. He had a real thing about matching lingerie, and Verity still remembered the spanking he'd given her after letting him down in the early days. She was blessed with a good figure with curves in all the right places and a tummy she worked hard on to keep as flat as she could. Francis didn't spare her blushes when he reminded her to flaunt her assets at every opportunity in customer meetings, and she rarely let him down. She was taken out of the reverie as she heard her name being spoken in a deep US accent. "Verity. Hey, Verity. Francis says you are joining us for dinner and drinks this evening. Is that right?" She looked into Carl's smiling face and knew the game had started. "Yes, he's correct, Carl. We like to keep our best customers as happy as we can." Verity knew she was blushing as she said it, but she was also aware of the telltale signs that her body was betraying her true feelings. Hardening nipples. Blood rushing to her cunt. She had some concerns about Mrs. Stevens being involved, but she soon heard Carmen say to her, "Come on, sugar. Let's get out of here and get to dinner so we can get these hungry guys fixed." She emphasized hungry in a way that showed she knew exactly what was in store later. 2 hours later, the dinner in the hotel restaurant was almost over, and separate conversations were taking place. Francis and Carl were talking American sport along with Carmen, who was joining in knowledgeably and passionately. Verity had been seated between Larry and Mike on the other side of the booth, and she was becoming increasingly aware that as the meal was finishing, the lawyers were getting bolder. She looked across at Francis, who was seemingly oblivious to the fact that her dress had been pushed up under the table and both men were stroking the inside of her thighs. She couldn't see who it was beneath the long tablecloth. She just knew she was being groped. Of course, Francis wasn't oblivious. This was exactly what he expected and had promised to his newest customers. Access to Verity to do whatever they wanted to hear if they signed the deal. Anything. It was Mike who had his hand pressing against her gusset, and he felt the heat emanating from her cunt as Larry whispered to her. She just looked at Larry and nodded her head as she whispered, "Yes, that's the arrangement." Before Larry could reply, she was aware of a clinking noise across the table and turned to look. "Thank you, everyone. That was a great dinner. Shall we go upstairs now and celebrate closing this deal properly with some drinks in Carl and Carmen's suite?" He looked straight at Verity as he said it, and she felt a wave of conflicting emotions wash over her. The group got up from the table and walked to the hotel lobby to wait for the lift to descend. The Stevens suite was on the 18th floor, and Verity had an idea. She knew what the journey up there would entail. This time all eyes were on her, and as the doors closed, Mike slid his hand up her dress from behind her as Larry moved in to kiss her. Verity knew she should resist, but instead she parted her legs to give Mike easier access as she opened her mouth wide to kiss Larry back. Mike had pushed her knickers to the side and had two fingers in her cunt, sawing them in and out as she sucked on Larry's probing tongue. Verity's senses were on fire and were aware that Carl and Carmen were making comments. One she clearly heard was Carl saying, "You make sure to get that slutty bitch nice and wet for us, Mikey," to laughter from Carmen and Francis. Once the lift reached the 18th floor, Verity was in a daze. Francis took her hand and whispered to her, "Good girl, I'm proud of you." As they entered the suite, Francis led Verity to the bathroom while the Americans poured drinks and got settled in the bedroom. Verity thought he'd taken her into the bathroom to give her one final pep talk before everything started, but instead, he reached into his suit pocket and pulled out three items: a blindfold, a dog collar, and a lightweight chain dog leash with a leather looped handle. He looked her in the eye and gave her an order: "Strip, just leave shoes and stockings on. Now." Verity's eyes widened. This was a new approach from him. "Sir, a blindfold? Why?" "Be quiet and do as I say. It's what they want. Now get out there and don't keep them waiting." Verity quickly unzipped her dress and took her lingerie off. Her large tits fell out of her bra as she unhooked it, and Francis smiled to see her nipples were already hard and jutting. He always loved to see her like this. She was very feminine, very sexy. Her bush was trimmed just as he liked it, and he could already see small beads of juice collecting around her labia. She was ready to seal the agreement he'd made. He fastened the collar around her neck, attached the leash, and made her look in the mirror. As she applied a coat of scarlet lip gloss, he said, "This is what they're about to play with, my darling. Shame you won't be seeing any of it." With that, he tied the blindfold around her eyes and tested she couldn't see anything before leading her out on the leash into the suite. There was a big bed and chairs arranged around it, and Francis led Verity to one of the chairs and sat her down facing the room, keeping the leash tight as he stood beside her. There was silence for a moment, Verity's senses working overtime as she tried to assess what was about to happen. Then she heard movement and a voice. A woman's voice. "Well, Carl, looks like Mr. Martin here wasn't wrong. He really has delivered on the promise of that extra incentive if we signed. And as you're the CEO, honey, you get to use her first." Her giggle showed she was looking forward to the show as much as any of the men. Carl stood up and unzipped his suit trousers, his big fat black cock already semi-erect, and he moved over to where Verity sat. One hand went onto her head, winding her hair into his fist as the other guided his cock towards her mouth. He issued one simple command: "Open wide now, slut." Verity did as she was told, opening her freshly painted mouth wide open, reaching her right hand up so she could hold his cock steady as she sucked him. Carmen came over and took the lead from Francis, who simply said to her, "I told you I'd keep my side of the bargain. Use her as you see fit." Before he went over to one of the chairs facing the action and sat down, Carl withdrew his cock from Verity's open mouth briefly so that Carmen could lead her to the bed, spread-eagling her on her back on the side of the bed, arranging her so if she turned her head more to the right, her mouth was at the right height for Carl's cock. Carl stood at the side of the bed and once again pushed his cock deep into her wide-open mouth. Verity was squirming on the bed, the leash held tight, as she sucked and licked him. Carl's left hand was pushing her head tight to the bed so he could impale her face with his cock, and she had no choice but to keep her mouth as wide open as she could while he fucked her face, her moans indicating how eagerly she was going about her task. Larry and Mike had been watching patiently, rubbing their hard cocks through their trousers, waiting for the right time to join in. Carmen looked at them briefly, and then silently pointed to Verity's body. They knew exactly what that signal meant. They stripped off their suit trousers and boxers and came up to the bed, cocks hard in their hands as they approached. Larry stood at the end of the bed and leaned forward to slide a hand up between Verity's legs, finding her cunt sopping wet and almost throbbing with arousal. Two fingers slid so easily straight inside her, and he masturbated as he fingered her. Mike moved to the opposite side from where Carl was standing and trailed a hand over Verity's big soft tits, roughly squeezing one so her nipple distended. He leaned forward and clamped his mouth onto her nipples. As he nipped it, she yelped and jerked back a little from Carl's cock. Carl responded by slapping Verity's face hard enough to surprise her. "Hold still, you slutty bitch. If you hurt me, you'll regret it." That was enough to get her sucking his cock deeply into her mouth again. Determined to not react regardless of what might happen next, she focused on Carl's cock as best she could, but she was also acutely aware her cunt was being fingered hard and her nipple was being sucked greedily and urgently. She instinctively reached out her free left hand and immediately felt another cock in range. Mike grunted and pushed himself closer so Verity could masturbate him as he played with her tits. She curled her hand around his cock, and Francis noticed that her wedding ring was clearly visible against his cock as she wanked him hard. Carmen watched this for a few minutes, and then Verity heard her say, "Baby, why don't you let Larry enjoy her mouth? I think her cunt is wet enough for you now." A moment later, the cock in her mouth withdrew and she mewed in disappointment, but not for long as she felt another cock in her mouth almost immediately. A couple of seconds later, she felt strong hands pushing her knees up and back, presenting her wet cunt for inspection. She never missed a beat masturbating Mike as she felt Carl's cock nudging up against her cunt. He pushed himself deep into her, and it caused her to momentarily stop sucking Larry's cock in surprise at how big he felt inside her. That led to another face slap, this time Larry hissing, "Don't stop sucking, you little slut." The room was filled with noises of three men fucking one woman, and Verity's moans and gasps were getting louder and more intense. Carl was ramming his huge cock into her, hard, fast, and unremitting, his balls slapping against her arse. Larry had her by her hair and was fucking her face, his cock as far down her throat as she could manage it. Mike was growling with sexual energy as he mauled her tits as she wanked him. At her head, still holding the dog leash, Carmen was unbuttoning her blouse and had one of her big breasts out over her bra, pulling and pinching her nipple as she held the leash tight around Verity's neck. In the background, Francis was watching, taking everything in, mentally recording every single moment so he could relive it with Verity later on. The three men were grunting loudly and urgently, the noises signaling that they were all getting close to their climax. Verity was writhing as Carl slammed into her. She knew he wasn't going to pull out and was going to come deep inside her, which spurred her on even more. She had a flashing thought that it was okay for him to come inside her, because at least Larry and Mike could splash on her tits and face, something she loved. Suddenly, Verity had a flash of light as Carmen pulled the blindfold off. It took her a moment to adjust to the light, but she saw the scene that everyone else could see. Mike was sucking her tits as she wanked him. Larry was to her right feeding his cock into her mouth. Carl was on top of her fucking her hard as she wrapped her legs around him to get him in deeper. She heard Carmen say, "You close, honey." Carl grunted a yeah and Verity felt his cock throb inside her as his thrusts got even deeper. A sure sign he was about to come inside her. Then Carmen spoke again. "You boys know what I want, do it." As Verity heard the words, it went dark again for her. Not the blindfold this time, but Carmen, who had leaned forward and rested her large breast over Verity's eyes and nose. Francis smiled as he watched. This was a new one for Verity and he was interested to see her reaction. Verity didn't react, other than to redouble her efforts to get the men to ejaculate. She was clearly successful, and her intense efforts set up a chain reaction. First to come was Carl, his cock buried so deeply in her as his sperm pumped inside her. Verity reacted in the way Francis expected, her own orgasm exploding in sync with Carl as she bucked against him. As Carl came inside her, Mike unclamped his mouth from her nipple, and Larry pulled his cock out of Verity's mouth. Carmen pushed her tit forward so her nipple was right beside Verity's mouth as Larry and Mike both wanked their cocks onto the big black breast. The men came simultaneously, their copious spurts of semen coating her dark flesh, dripping off her distended nipple into Verity's mouth and onto her face.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Verity felt Carmen's hand brush across her brow as she lifted her breast up and positioned her nipple over Verity's mouth. "Lick it clean, honey," she whispered, and Verity obliged, her tongue and mouth licking the semen from Carmen's hard nipple and soft breast, making sure she swallowed all she found. After a moment, light hit her eyes again as Carmen leaned back. Verity was in a daze and rested a while without moving. After a minute or so, lights were flicked on in the room and she saw that Francis had stood up as the men who had fucked her started to get dressed. Francis came over to her with her clothes in his hand and spoke softly, "Well done, darling. Let's get you back to your room now." Verity dressed quickly as Francis helped her, unclipping the leash but leaving the collar on. Carmen handed him the blindfold and said, "I think we might have to renegotiate this contract frequently. Don't you, Mr. Martin?" Francis smiled and replied, "I think that would be very beneficial to all parties, Mrs. Stevens." With that, the evening with the customers was over and Francis and Verity left the Stevens to head to their adjoining rooms on the 12th floor. Francis escorted Verity to her room and went inside with her. As the door closed, he said, "Call your husband and kids and then have a shower. Once you're clean, I will review your performance and you can prove to me that you still love me the most. I'll be back in 30 minutes. "Yes, sir," she replied with a broad grin. Francis picked up her room entry card, kissed her tenderly, and went back to his own room. Verity picked up her phone to call home once again, becoming the respectable late 40s mum of three that her friends and family believed her to be.
If you want to listen to more of my sexy stories, go subscribe and be regaled by 5 stories each and every day. Thank you for listening to my sexy stories.
Thank you. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.